Aussie. Oi, oi, you got it to the Oz, bro.
I didn't know the context. I didn't want to support. You might have been like Australian exports or something. I don't know what's going on there, you know?
You're worried about Kanye West at the moment. You might be, is this some Kanye West thing he's done?
I'm worried about Kanye West in general.
Bro, get that interview up, Axel.
I don't think we can watch
it. Okay, we can't watch it. We can talk about it. But I was saying Aussie. Okay, I'll give you one guess, Tom. Why was I saying
soccer.
Aussie?
Soccer. You're up at 5 in the morning to watch the soccer.
Yeah, the
only time you wake up early for sport,
yes, and flights.
Just say your girlfriend had an important thing she needed to go to, would you wake up at 5 a.m.?
But the key phrase in that was she needed to go to.
I don't think you were playing in the soccer game, Frenchie.
Well, sometimes she's like, oh, do you want to drive me to the airport like early? She's got a flight. I'm like, oh, Uber's not running that time.
You're such a dick.
I didn't
you
say 100% that.
Have said
I
that.
Didn't.
I reckon
it's
you
a
said
joke.
That. I reckon you said that.
Podcast.
No, I reckon you've said that.
Oh, fuck. No, well,
I do hate driving to the airport. It's pretty stressed.
Yeah, Fenton woke me up. Like we started barking at 1 randomly and 3 randomly. Then my alarm went off at 5. So it was
oof.
Just.
It was so
I might as well have a kid, mate. I'm telling you.
Yeah, having a dog is like having a kid, except heaps better.
Better, way better, yeah. Yeah. We could do the kid versus dog debate with any parents out there, but I think most of the parents would argue for dog.
Yeah, no.
They love their kids, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Love them, we'll never change them. But a lot easier having a dog.
I feel like once a family gets kids, they should give their dog to a single couple. Because I feel like the dog immediately gets less love.
100%. Until the kids get the age where they're like, oh, it's a dog. And then they got a couple of years where they like the dog.
And then when the kids go to college, maybe they can get the dog back because they're lonely again.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. I think dogs should be rented out more.
Mm.
I do think of that as a business strategy.
I feel like there's a business for everything. I reckon there probably already is one. It's called like rent a dog. Or
rent a puppy because surely that'll cheer them up. Chicks had a bad breakup, rent a puppy, bring it around a couple of days.
I think they do that at hospitals for like sick kids and stuff. They bring in like cool dogs to like get the spirits up.
But what if they're in hospital for a dog bite?
Yeah,
that's a bit fucked up.
Yeah, wow.
No, oh no.
Imagine if it's their day leaving the hospital, then they get a dog bite from the dog. Oh no, you're right. That's a terrible idea.
That's what it's like. You got to be careful. That's the one thing you don't want from your dog, to attack kids. Because it's one of those hard ones because you get it. Kids are on the same level. They're very grabby.
Yep.
They're like just grab, like.
They're like hairless cats.
They're kind of like, then they're like all the toys they get. They squeak when they get bitten. Do you know what I mean? It's not the dog's fault for biting a kid. But at the same time, can't do it.
No, it's frowned upon.
So try not to get a dog that bites a kid.
Train them not to.
If Fennin bit a kid, it would be like bad because I'd obviously have to get rid of the kid. But what can you do? What can you do?
I feel like you'd be like a hit and run person. If your dog bit a kid, you just run off with the dog. And leave
I'd
the
have
kid.
To carry him because his legs are so little.
Yeah, they are little, and he's heavy too.
I want to get like a fucking vest for him, whatever. You know, how
baby Bjorn.
Yeah, I want to get a Bjorn for him.
That'd be so funny.
I'll ask the missus to get me.
I feel like he's the length of your torso, though.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. It'd be
very strange.
I don't know if you'll enjoy it. Alex is here too. How you going, Alex?
How you doing?
What's that jersey you're wearing?
Some kind of Irish one. It says drug free on it.
That's a lie.
Is it a
wow, lies.
Yeah, that's it's a white lie party.
Yeah.
You know those where they write white lies on it?
Yeah.
Have you seen that on TikTok?
No.
No, it's like a white lie party and you get a plain white shirt and then you write like a white lie that relates to you. Like, I won't get blackout tonight. Sometimes they do heaps specific ones.
I haven't seen that.
I don't like black guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's a
That's
lie.
That's my one.
Oh.
It's a white lie.
Because you love them.
It's a white lie. It's a bit of a play on words too.
Yeah,
I do
gotcha.
Love them. But is that football or is that that's the other sport, eh?
Gaelic football.
No, the ones with the fucking mallets where you throw the things. Not curling. What the fuck is that called?
Croquet. No, what the fuck is that?
It's a fucking, the name's at the tip of my brain.
Lacrosse.
All our Irish listeners are yelling it into their headsets right now. You fucking idiot, French.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should know.
Google Irish sport, okay? Google Irish sport. I'm going to know it
as
soon as I hear it.
There's a picture of a ball on it. Polo.
I'm going to know it as soon as I hear it. It's like lacrosse crossed with hockey. It's fucking insane. And they have so many broken bones. They're like swinging wooden sticks with this ball. Fuck, what is the fucking name? I shouldn't have had that beer. The beer. As soon as I have a beer, my brain just goes to shit.
It's not the beer.
The neurons don't connect anymore.
It's not the beer.
It's the beer.
I remember I was at high school and people were playing hockey and this chick with braces copped a hockey stick to the mouth. It was brutal. It's like, you had braces already, you're going to get more.
Because field hockey, we can say it's quite a lame sport. Because you're running around playing hockey when like you see people skating. Skating like, way cooler.
On even ice? Are you kidding me?
Oh, cooler.
Yeah.
But with that hard stick swinging around, very dangerous. I remember probably the most dangerous injury I saw were teaching. Fortunately, it wasn't my class. It was next to it because, you know, when you do PE often, you're next to the other class. Another young teacher like me, I hear a scream and I look over and I'm like, oh, stay here, kids, whatever. I come over. I was like, what's up? He's like, oh, she's broken a femur.
Oh, that's in the foot?
No, is it the femur? That one there?
Yeah.
The upper leg.
Oh,
so this big thick bone, I'm pretty sure it's the femur. And so that's like the worst one to break. It's fucking
just
huge.
Copping a swing. Is that what happened?
No, or she just fell over.
Loser. Did you laugh?
There were some jokes in the staff room after it. Yeah. There was.
I would have been like, guys, we're changing sports. Dodgeball. That's the target.
What's the sport called?
Hurling.
Hurling, yes.
Hurling. I thought hurling was that fucked sweeping one.
Hurling, yes. What's
that? No, that's curling.
Yes.
Curling.
Yes. No, we were close to it. It was on the tip of our tongues. Look at it. So it's like soccer crossed with lacrosse.
And tennis.
It's and fucking insane,
fucking AFL goals
bro.
For some reason.
I would love to watch a game or go to training. I would not play properly, but like, you know.
Yeah, it looks wild.
It's insane. Look how epic the matches look. So they're dressed in full rugby gear. They're running with the ball on their hurling stick.
Mm.
And then people are trying to tackle them.
Yep.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then there's a goalkeeper in soccer goals. We've also AFL girls shooting above it.
It's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. They've got full
fucking
helmets.
Giant wooden spoons is what they're using.
He's just hit a fucking...
They're using wooden spoons. They're using their hands. There's no rules on this thing.
Yeah, he's using a big wooden spoon. He just hit a fucking hard ball 80 meters. That smacks ya. I still got a fucking bruise from
the cricket. Shit. Ooh. Bro, maybe you got your girlfriend stole your kidney or something.
Oh, she can have one of them. I didn't drive at the airport. That's fair.
Yeah, true. It's a trade.
Okay, so back to the football. No one here watched it. We need to talk about the Socceroos just real quick.
Go.
Credit to them, Tom. They did great. Cool. Even
did they win?
They won the hearts of the Australian people.
Did they win the game?
They won the hearts and minds
of the public. If they
didn't
win the game, what happened?
They won a few games. They won two games. They won our most games in the World Cup ever.
Did they win today's game?
They drew the second half.
Full, that doesn't count.
They lost. Okay, yes, they lost. Okay. They played Argentina, which is... Okay, that's not a joke. That wasn't. I think you pressed the wrong button.
I wanted to
wah, 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 wah. But like... Worked. The fact, like, we only just lost Argentina. I know it's like, oh, we just lost. You still lost. But, bro, they individually, all their players are much more skillful. Like, it's just a fact. As a team, do they play as well? Probably a little bit better, but they live and breathe football, they call it. Weirdos.
That's weird.
Whereas we every now and then, these boys don't even play soccer half the time. The other 3 years, they're at Woolworths, bro.
Yeah, right.
They've got other jobs. Stock and shelf. Yeah, soccer, bro. No one cares. They're lifesavers during the off season. Do you know what I mean? And then they just roll on, play Argentina, fuck up Messi, even though he got a goal, the little hobbit. So good work to the Roos.
Was it worth getting up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah. I didn't like it. Initially, but we went to the Clock, this pub in Surry Hills.
You had to leave the house?
I didn't have to. I chose. Oh, how's this? I was already fucking bitching to Alex about it. Okay, the Clock's like, we're doing a fucking bacon and egg rolls. Come on in. Doors are open from whatever. Come on in, watch the football. There's two TVs there, smaller than what we got at our house. Mm-hmm. And they're playing the fucking game in standard definition.
Oh, really?
It's my pet hate. It drives me fucking crazy. How the fuck dumb are you to not turn it to the HD channel? There's an HD channel. Everyone's got it.
What, did you make a suggestion, maybe?
Maybe they should have fucking known.
This is the same as last week's coffee incidents. Issues you could solve with a conversation.
Yeah, but then I'd have to go to the bar, and I was trying not to leave my seat, because once I go to the bar, then everyone's like, Frenchie,
You should have done like, Chinese whispers 6 a.m. back.
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Tell the bar to change it to HD. Pass it on. Yeah.
Okay.
And then by the end,
tell
it would
the
have
bar
been,
to change it to HD. Pass it on.
Go, Alex.
Oh yeah. Tell the bar to change it to HG. HG.
HG. See, it's already changed.
Tell the bar to put on Roy and HG. Thank you.
Tell the bar to put on Roy and HG. And thank you.
That's the same thing I said. You meant to change
it. I've got
it.
Good hearing. Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
I don't think you know what we're doing here. Maybe it would have gone really well because everyone's very good listeners.
But yeah. So
did you get a bacon egg roll at least?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Oh, okay. I thought really? That was going to be the
no, that point wasn't. Of the story. That was a little misdirect for you. But I mean, like, they made it a big thing. Come watch the game here.
Mm.
I would not have told anyone to come watch the game. I would be ashamed of that.
Is it more expensive to get HD?
No, everyone's got it. Every TV is capable of HD now. And SBS HD is free. You don't have to pay extra to get SBS fucking HD. If I was, that bar reminded me of like, you know when you like some kids like, oh, I'm embarrassed to invite my friends over because like,
yeah,
our TV's shit or we're not like.
My dad's a bit gay or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Just a little bit.
That was like, I was like, if you're that bar, you shouldn't be inviting people around to watch TV at yours. You've got the shittest TV. Let's go to the rich kid's house. Okay?
Yeah, totally.
So
disappointing.
But I also do get more frustrated early in the morning. Then I went from that to cricket. Yeah, I'm at the podcast. Big day for me.
Yeah. You're going to sleep like a fucking baby tonight. A baby who's been bitten by a dog. Call back.
Probably won't. Oh, I'll get it. Yeah. So probably well then.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've got a question that kind of relates to the standard definition. It's a TikTok trend at the moment. It's that's my cue to leave.
Okay.
And so...
what does that mean?
It means...
So you've got to say things which are your cue to leave.
Yep.
So to phrase it a bit better.
Yeah, sorry.
So when you're at a party, how do you know it's your cue to leave?
The lights come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
The music stops.
Yep. What's your cue to leave? Okay. I like when they play the closing time song.
Closing
cue to leave.
Yep, yep. When someone starts having, like you're with a couple and they start having a domestic, you're like, oh, I've actually got to work tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Or like in a conversation when someone goes, so anyway.
Yeah.
Cue to leave.
Yeah. When they're like, do you guys want to go to afters at my house? And it's just some random dude. And you're like, absolutely fucking not. We're doing kick-ons at my share house with my mum.
Yeah, when the third cock gets out, that's the cue to leave. First two, funny.
Yep.
Third cue to leave.
Yeah. When the girl who's been on red wine start crying.
Oh, third glass of red wine.
Yeah.
That's early. The cue. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When she says she has to work the next day.
Yes.
You know that's cue to leave. That's like, can you leave my bed?
Yeah.
I can't have to work tomorrow. And then the best one, you pretend you don't understand. You're like, oh, sick. What's your job? You should know that.
When you've had a kebab.
That's your cue to leave.
Like you can't go back after a kebab.
I would hope so.
No, that's actually funny. I have a story from Friday night. I went and I had a kebab halfway through the night.
Oh, you should have gone home.
I went to the leave, pub bro. And I was chatting to this girl and she's like, you stink.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's your cue to leave.
You would stink when, like donut kebab meat and garlic sauce. That's nasty, dude.
When someone tells you you stink.
Yeah.
Cue to leave.
When people start making a little dance circle and pushing people in the middle, I don't know if it happens, but I'm leaving.
A dance circle.
Like a
I'm
year
not
10
leaving
formal.
During a dance circle.
Like a year 10 formal.
No way. I got to see where that circle goes.
Oh.
So you're cute to leave.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, when it's your round.
Oh, yeah. Get the fuck
cue
out
leave.
Of there.
Cute to leave.
Oh, you got any other cues?
Great segue, Alex.
I really fucking messed that one up. Yeah. I panic. Wow, like I'm trying to do this.
Yeah. You don't have to try and do it. That's the problem.
Yeah, I just got to come out there more. Like,
yeah, come out.
All right. Yeah. Well, I was going to say no one's listening to this podcast anyway, bro. But we actually got the Spotify Wrapped. Little clap to us.
Yeah.
Little clap to us.
And our listeners.
And our listeners. Guys, we make jokes saying no one's listening, whatever. It doesn't matter what we say. We can't get cancelled. We got a lot of listeners.
We're in the top 1% of most followed podcasts.
Fucking that's pretty good. Thank you.
And that's just Spotify. People don't just listen on Spotify. Some people have Apple Music.
Yeah, thank you.
Apple Podcasts.
All of you, Tom and Frenchie's children, the militia, we're actually taking over. We actually were surprised.
Yeah.
Because this was going to be our last podcast.
This is going to be my last day.
Yeah, last day. We were like, there's no reason to.
Dude, my toaster is already next to the bath.
My bath's next to the toaster. I moved it into the kitchen in case I need another appliance, bro. I'm just saying there's other options if I want to. But yeah, then we'll like check the numbers. We're like, wait the fuck. That's what we said.
Frenchie just had a beer, so his brain wasn't working when he said it.
Oh,
wait the fuck
up. We have got lots of listeners. We can't quit now. It would be selfish.
Mm.
And we are selfish.
Do you know we're 4 years in of this podcast?
That's a long time. That's a long time.
It's crazy to
me. That makes me sad. But that's the... Yeah, we...
Have we been going longer than Joe Rogan? Why are we so unsuccessful? Actually, I'm back on the toaster idea.
Yeah, why'd you have to bring us down like
that?
God
damn it.
But I think, I still don't think we need to. Sandwich press, maybe.
So
just
guys,
a little shock.
Yeah, yeah.
a little shock.
Just wake up a little bit.
Just a little zap.
So next year, we got some big plans for the podcast.
Maybe
which we'll talk about next year.
Go on.
I said next year we got some big plans for the podcast, which we won't go into, but thanks for listening and thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, we've got things in the works. You know, like people like, I'm always hustling. You don't see me hustling because I'm hustling and I'm grinding. We've got a little thing going on.
Yes.
We got a little thing. We may be getting out of Parramatta train station soon.
Yeah, maybe.
Parramatta Library.
We'll still be living there, but... But hopefully podcasting.
Hopefully we can
step it up a notch.
Can we stay here? That'd be bad if our studio is nice the way we live though.
Oh, will
it'd be good, but it's also gonna be like, oh,
can we stay here?
Can we stay here? speaking of Wrapped, can you tell me your Wrapped? Alex, let's get yours up. We can do it. We can talk about it.
I haven't actually looked at mine, so this is
Never looked at yours. Well, it takes a while to get through the fucking montage.
I've got some
screenshots I can talk about while you're doing
the songs. Should I just click the songs you've listened to the most instead of going through the whole Spotify thing?
Yeah, I think you should be able to. So, guys, you know how...
is the top the most listened to?
You know how last year Spotify stitched me up and they said I listened to this One Direction song for...
Yeah, stitched you up.
Well, this time...
Taylor Swift.
Top artist of the year was, you can read it.
One Direction. you're such a freak. Stop pretending you didn't listen to them that much. Bro, you're the biggest Harry Styles fan.
No. Apparently, this time it was the song No Control. Do you know that song though?
No.
It's a banger.
Okay, Fuck, Marry, Kill, the One Direction. I know there's too many of them, but you can leave one out.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go.
Kill Harry Styles.
What? Yeah. Dude, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Why would you kill him?
I just think it would be more interesting watching the other boys succeed because they're less talented.
Do you think his death will make him succeed more?
I think he's too talented.
Okay. Too talented for this
earth. Too stylish. I think he is.
Too stylish. Too Harry. I think you're just saying his name. Okay, so you kill Harry.
Yeah, I didn't think this through.
Who are you going to fuck now? you killed the most fuckable one.
Well, that's why I didn't want to say fuck him because I'm like,
It's too close to home.
Yeah, that's what I said. We got Niall. I was calling him Niall, but it's not pronounced that. Lewis. Zane.
Mm.
Oh.
You got to fuck one of them.
Who's that one who lost his mind on TikTok and he just started talking about how he almost like decked Niall and stuff like that?
Well, there's two options.
Oh, there's another one too, I'm forgetting. I'll just fuck Zane then.
Yep.
He's a hottie.
Yeah.
And then I got to marry one of them. Niall, he's a nice
dude. So nothing for...
Nah, they're the enough ones. You know,
it's just one guy, isn't it?
There's two more.
Two more? How many is it?
There's five, bro. Yeah, that
makes sense, actually.
Anyway, but they weren't my most played songs. That was like apparently your my most artist. Played artist. Right.
What was your most played? Oh, that's number
what we're
one.
Getting to. That's what we're getting to. My top artist, second top artist, by the way, Saint Lane.
That's good.
Friend of the podcast. Wow. Third.
I want to hear the top, I said.
The top artist was One Direction.
Ah. Second, oh, you were going to do song. Well, you wait. Off.
Third, Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
Fourth, Blink-182.
Wow.
Fifth, Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, I hate Machine Gun Kelly. I know,
me
passion.
Too. Me too.
He's the biggest fuckwit.
He's a fucking loser.
I just saw a clip of him on TikTok where he's doing a gig, so he punches himself in the head to be like hardcore, but it's like fully bleeding, and now he's got a napkin and he's like dabbing it. It's like, why did you do that? No one thinks you're cool for doing that.
I completely agree. He's the saddest kind of ever. I don't know why. So I listen needy. To so many of his songs.
He's so needy.
I don't know why. He tries so hard.
Alex loves him as well.
Oh, Alex just can't stop talking
about
him.
Dude, he's his top artist, I think.
Oh, anyway.
Alex's look he just gave me. I think I just got AIDS.
The artist you guys are hearing, you're probably thinking Frenchie's lame. Apart from the Limp Bizkit, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
My songs are actually a bit cooler.
Okay.
Do you want the 5 to 1 or 1 to 5?
Oh, God, I don't know.
No, you got to do it.
Okay, start. Do a countdown.
So, fifth most listened song is a song called K-Hole.
Oh, you listen to your own song.
No, it's not my own song. It's like, I don't want to sound like an A-hole.
Oh, it's not
See
your
the
song.
Credit card on the table. Yeah. Never tried to hide in a key. It's so fucking good. Fourth song is Jet Lag, a song by Simple Plan featuring Natalie someone.
Imbruglia?
Portman.
My heart is so jet lagged.
Oh, wow.
Third song, Fucked by Country Boy.
Okay.
Haven't you ever been fucked? Fuck by country boy, ram by redneck.
It's sometimes really we like the music that relates to us the most. So I get that one for you. I like that.
Second one, Lips of an Angel.
What? Who's that by?
Hinder or something? It's like 90s, early 2000s.
It's
kind of
Creed
rock.
Energy.
Yeah.
Right? It's basically Nickelback.
Honey, why are you calling me so late? Oh,
so late, yeah.
It's really hard to start now. My girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. Everyone's turned off, cool. And the top song was Chai Latte.
Chai Latte, what's that?
Chai Latte. Do. By,
Chai Latte, Chai Latte.
I've got the worst fucking Rancid Eddie by Rancid Eddie. Right. I've got the worst melody ever, worst singer ever. Chai Latte by Rancid Eddie. They did the song Dry. That should have won Triple J Hottest 100, but then they semi got cancelled for a bit, but they're back. Very good song. It's about Fuck That Lady with the Chai Latte.
Okay.
They whistle in it. So I don't know why I did da da da.
All right, let's hear Alex's.
See, my one's a bit different. If you want to read my one out, I didn't know what they're doing with mine.
I have no doubt that yours is very different. Well, you've just screenshotted a picture. Yeah. You spent Alex says you spent 525,000 minutes this year sniffing Dexys in Merivale bathroom stalls.
I believe that.
It's a lot of Dexys, bro.
Wow.
You should be a lot more alert than you are.
That's awesome. All right, I'll go through my top five. I haven't looked at this yet. Oh, my God. That sounds depressing.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Number five, An Otherwise Disappointing Life by Frightened Rabbit. What the fuck is that? It's like a dark take
on Alice in Wonderland.
It's like a UK pop rock band, kind of. Wish You Well by Bernard Fennett.
That's the worst one on any
list. It gets worse.
I just want to wish you well. Okay, it's a banger.
Number three, So Beautiful by Pete Murray.
No, you just got the So Fresh 2003 CD, bro.
I think I'm living in the past. And then I go into Bo Burnham, number two, Problematic, and then FaceTime with my mum, number one.
Oh, two Bowies to finish it off. So who was your most played artist then?
How do you see that? I haven't.
It was either before or after it. It'll be at the end. It'll be at the end.
I can get it up for you.
That was very interesting. Yeah. I just want to wish you. That's so beautiful. It's not even Pete Murray's best song.
That's That's not Pete Murray. That's Bernard Fanning.
So Beautiful, I mean. I'm saying Beautiful is not even Pete Murray's best song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Feelers better.
Oh, top artist, Bo Burnham, Manchester Orchestra, Frightened Rabbit, Bernard Fanning, Pete Murray.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Stuck to it.
Oh, that's funny.
You think it's so beautiful.
What happened to him?
Good question.
He was like an AFL player, or he was going to be and then changed to being a musician.
So he was kind of like the early Fisher, was he? Because Fisher was a surfer and turned into a DJ.
Right, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm.
Well, I guess that style of music just stopped being cool because it was like the Jack Johnson era. Yeah. Everyone was doing that.
And Bernard Fanning.
And then people moved on. Some people moved on.
Not me. I'm still there.
I just want to wish you well, Tom.
Thank you.
But that's what, like, you get to this age when you hit your 30s, you're like, I don't need new music. I've heard all the music.
What
I
do, I over listen to songs until I can't stand them. And then, like, 5-10 years later, I'll be back on them. I'll be like, okay, I'm not over this song anymore. It's all right.
Oh, yeah. Once you re-find a song you used to love as a teenager, it's possibly the best drive of your life.
Dude, I'll tell you what me and Tonya found. We were driving and I put on like something random like Grinspoon. And then we started talking about SingStar Rock. Do you remember that? SingStar, when it first came out, they had a rock version. And it had like the biggest bangers on their album. We looked it up on Spotify and there's like a playlist from SingStar Rock.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that playlist off. After Neil's show on Thursday, the boys were putting on their own songs and I was saving them all on Spotify because I'm like, oh, finally I got some cool music again.
Yeah, it is nice if you find new shit that you like.
Yeah, because the last one I had saved was Morning Train by Sheena Easton. My baby takes a morning train.
I know
train.
That from Eurotrip. You know when they're at the bar?
Yeah, 100%.
He's like, sing. He's like, my baby takes.
That one. So now I've got some fucking, some bangers. Some dirty rap.
I love that you got all this, but God knows your next top artist next year.
One Direction. What did they reform but? Oh.
Well, you're not listening to the new stuff, are you? I feel like you've probably listened to a lot of old shit.
They don't have new stuff.
There you go.
They've broken up, Tom. I don't know how to break this to you.
I don't know. They might still be going.
What are some... That's your question?
Yep. Nah, you're nailing it.
What are some Secret Santa gift suggestions?
Oh, that's a great question. Because a lot of people this time of year do Secret Santas, and it's always a bit of pressure. You're like, I don't know. No, you get the name of who you're getting it for, but they're not going to know. So I find it is a great opportunity to anonymously give someone hints. So if it's an office, like I'll give someone a can of deodorant if they smell.
Oh, so but it's Secret Santa. Do you know who's going
to
get it?
You know who, okay. But they don't know you're giving it to them. So you can be anonymous. So you can be like, send some hints, you know?
Smart. Well, I'm thinking Secret Santa, you give someone one sock because you always lose socks. If you give them a bunch of different one socks and then they can go home and match it up to the ones they're missing.
That's interesting. Instead of giving him a pair of socks.
That's
more of a puzzle.
They're still going to have one sock at home. I've got a shelf where I've got 8 different socks on it.
Yeah, but they're all filled with cum. I reckon like a $20 gift voucher to some kind of divorce lawyer. I feel like in offices, someone's going to need that.
$20
gift voucher to a divorce lawyer.
Smart.
Yeah.
I've got one. A pregnancy test. Positive pregnancy test. And so then if
it's
you get given
male,
that,
yeah.
Well, to either you give it to them, they're like, oh shit, it's a positive pregnancy test. You keep it in your pocket. You can pull it out whenever you need a conversation starter or a conversation changer. Mm. They start talking about Kanye or this Durant and you pull it out and go, what? Who's pregnant?
That's good.
I found this in
my
pocket.
That's a good gift, actually. See? I remember I was in a bar and I found a pregnancy test on the ground. Didn't touch it.
Yep.
Sniffed it, but didn't touch it.
We found it in Albury.
That's right.
Yeah,
I remember
you did sniff it. We did, and we're like, oh, it smells like pee. We did sniff it.
I was like, we're pregnant.
Okay.
I reckon just a framed photo of the boss. Everyone,
that's funny. I like that. Maybe on a horse. Can we get him on a horse?
Maybe topless.
Photoshop.
Male or female.
Photoshop frame picture of the boss.
Just get that photo of, what's his name? The fucking
Putin.
Russian
Putin.
Putin. Yep. Putin on a horse. Photoshop your boss's head, man or woman. Print it and frame it.
Okay, this one's a bit rogue, but you got to understand where I'm going with it.
Okay.
Hand job. Because hand job is essentially the sex act of a present. You'd rather just do it yourself. It's better if you do it yourself, okay, but it's the thought that counts.
And to be fair, in an office scenario, very similar to a handshake.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
There we go, guys.
I got one more.
Oh, you got one more?
Yeah. Oh, this is a great one. Okay, Secret Santa. Okay. You give someone a packet, half a packet of carrots open. You wrap it, you write on it, Secret Santa from Michelle. You're not Michelle. Michelle's your enemy's name. You accidentally write on it, so everyone thinks Michelle gave someone fucking carrots.
That's funny. That's good.
Yeah, it's a stitch up.
Yeah, I love a stitch up. It is a good opportunity for a stitch up. Another stitch up, take something from the office fridge, wrap it up, someone's lunch.
Smart. Then you get to eat their lunch.
So someone's fucking really pissed off and then you get it as a gift and you're like, I got it as a gift. I'm eating your egg salad.
That is perfect. So use any of those ideas for your Secret Santa, guys.
Tell us how it goes.
Tell us how it goes.
All right. What about... gift ideas, I feel like this is always the time of year where you're like starting to panic. You're like, what should I give my boyfriend or girlfriend?
Okay.
Because there's a lot of pressure around couples and Christmas. Yes. It's a big deal.
Yes, yes.
So what gifts would you give? What suggestions would you give for gifts for a boyfriend?
Okay. So
you're a girl or a man and you're getting a gift for a boyfriend.
Yep. Okay, what's he gonna like? I don't get him.
Are you a guy or a girl? Oh my goodness,
it's just so hard. He doesn't buy any. What if he wants something, he just buys it. He doesn't. Oh. Okay, I know what I'll get him. Matching outfits, but not with the girlfriend, with his mates.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like a couple of Hawaiian shirts for him and his best mate.
Him and his boys, yeah. That's matching mad. Outfits. Yeah.
That is mad.
Each other's faces on them or something, I don't know.
That's so good. Yeah. That'd go off. I reckon guys fucking love gadgets. There's something about us. If you give us a watch that can also do something else, a backpack that has lots of pockets, we're pretty simple. Like a fucking Swiss Army knife, we'll be like, wow, thank you.
100%. A new gadget that you're like, I didn't even know. Yeah,
it's like, oh, it's a ruler, but it's also a knife. You'll be like, sick.
How's this? Hat that's also a drone.
Like a propeller hat, but it takes flight.
Takes off.
That's people mad. Like, what the fuck? Just say you're in the shade, but you see your mate over there in the sun. Fly the hat over.
Okay. This next idea is got to be one, if you're living with them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple living together. Girls, please, this is a present you can get him. Decorate the main room as he would like.
Okay, yeah.
Not as you would like.
Yeah.
Still for a month.
So put
see how it goes.
Put the fridge next to the couch.
Fucking oh. Put up the posters you like. LED. Put up some lava lamps around.
Get an old FHM magazine. Take out the centerfolds.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, mad. Let's
fucking go.
That's a great idea. That'd be a nice gift, but they can't change it.
No. Ever. No.
Until it's their turn at Christmas.
Until he gives it as a present, you can have it the way you like it.
I love that.
This may or may not be. I might not have suggested that because there's these fucking candles on this fucking table that I always knock over. And I'm like, don't fucking have them there. I don't have anything in this fucking room. I just don't want the candles there.
I feel like
that's all I want.
It's not your fault that you're knocking over candles.
It's not my fault. Thank you. They shouldn't be there.
Where should they be?
Not on my fucking computer table.
Computer table.
It's my computer table.
Wow.
Someone say study, but it's not. It's in the main room.
I reckon if you want to impress your boyfriend, get him a weapon. I'm talking like nunchucks.
This is a good idea.
Anything the Teenage Ninja Turtles would use. Imagine getting those fucking fork looking things. Ninja stars, fucking paintball gun.
That's a fucking sick idea.
Yeah, dude. You're going to be stoked. You'll be like, I got a fucking axe. That's sick.
And you've already got your matching outfits to go with the axe.
Go on a killing spree. Who cares?
Yeah, just some wood they can chop then. If we've all got an axe, get them some wood too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Guys love fixing
just
shit up.
Just a piece of wood and a nice carving knife and say,
oh, that's
whittle
it.
Yourself
whittle
something.
Yourself. Yeah. Go whittle yourself away. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't have any other suggestions. Alcohol's always good.
Yeah, dude. You get a guy alcohol that looks expensive and masculine.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey.
Like with a fucking skull on it.
What'd your missus get you for Christmas, bro?
Oh, she got me this sick bottle of Johnny Stalker. It's got a fucking igloo on it.
Oh, she's a fucking legend.
She's a good keeper, man.
She's a fucking keeper, man. You know what my missus got me?
What'd she get you, bro?
Fucking cutlery.
cutlery,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know. Not as much of a keeper, so I dropped her.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. She'd take her fucking cutlery with her?
Nah.
You kept that. It was sick. It was a bit nice, sick. Wasn't it? I got into it.
I wish I didn't dump her.
Yeah, that black cutlery.
Yeah, I wish I didn't drop her just for that. It grew on me. And I was, like, using a stick to eat my food. I don't know where that skin went. Okay, should we reverse it, Tom?
Yes.
Okay. So, presents. What can guys or girls get their girlfriend?
Okay, I put some thought into this, okay? Let me just get my notes up.
Put some thought into it.
Okay. Yes, okay.
Present ideas for girlfriends, go.
It needs to be thoughtful. If you want to actually impress, you got to start pre-planning. I'm talking 2 months out before Christmas. You got to be jotting down notes. She's like, I like that necklace. You go, that necklace, write it down. You'll end up with a bit of a list. You'll be like, oh, fucking Tiffany got those juicy track pants with the tramp stamp. And you'll be like, good gift. You'll get a list and she'll be very impressed that you listen.
Yeah, but this is a lot of effort and this is too late for them to do this, Tom. I get what you're saying. But it's December right now.
You got a few
weeks.
You
should have told us this in fucking April. Okay?
You wouldn't let me talk about Christmas.
No. But also, here's what you're saying is true. Yeah, listen to what she says and buy and that. Yeah, fucking nerd. Or you go to like a $2 type store or Kmart. You walk through the aisles, you buy a bunch of shit, and you make up why you think she'd like it. Just be creative.
Give me an example.
Be creative. Okay. I got you this water pistol because I remember at the pool, you said, how funny would it be if that person got squirted with a water pistol right now and we didn't have one?
Did she say that or you make
no,
up
make it up. Gaslighter.
Okay, a gaslight.
Just make it up.
I got you that fake spider you always wanted.
I got you a shirt with fucking Pocahontas on it.
Yeah, you always complained about your hair, so I got you a clown wig.
Make it up. I got another good idea.
Okay.
Cheese board.
They do love
it. They love cheese.
Yeah.
This is one of their most favorite things.
How do you wrap that?
A cheese board?
Mm.
You don't.
How do you present it as a gift and not just a meal?
Oh, you wrap it. Oh, you can wrap it. You just use wrapping paper. It's the same as everything else.
You wrap the board or you just give her blocks of cheese?
Wrap the board because cheese goes off, bro. And cheese is expensive. Cheese boards are cheaper than cheese.
Oh, you're just getting the board. You're not
just
even...
Just the board.
Right, so just a chopping board.
Just a board, yeah. And you call it a cheese board.
That's... Well, it's my money. Next one contradicts both of yours. It's when in doubt, go expensive.
Wrong.
When in doubt, go expensive.
Mm.
Yeah, just buy something expensive. Doesn't matter.
I hate it because it is good.
Mm.
It is good.
Mm.
But also, what if they don't like it and you just spend heaps of money?
Keep the receipt on it. Mm. On it.
Another good one is just to get them scratchies. So there's a chance you got them 100K.
But they're going to... If Imagine if they won.
I know.
You're in the bin. She's moving on.
Yeah, but at least she's buying me some nice cutlery before she puts me in the bin.
If you're lucky.
Okay. How's this for an idea, Tom?
Okay.
What do girls like? Wine and vibrators. Pop them together. Vibrating wine bottle.
Wow, I like
so
that.
So after they have a full bottle of red, they get a bit horny. They're
they
like,
do. There's something in the
go.
Wine.
Let's go. That starts vibrating. They're like, hey, what's going on here? Just pop it on the clit if it's there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a good invention.
Thank you.
Mm. Here's one. Ask her mum.
Are we still on the vibrating wine bottle? What do you mean ask your mum?
What to get her? Just take all the pressure off yourself, put it on someone else.
Blame the mum.
No, be like, what should I get her? I don't have any ideas. Just make her decide.
I don't like that one.
Why not?
Because what if the mum's stitching you up? Because most mums probably wouldn't like me. So they'll try to purposely give me a wrong suggestion. Do you know what I mean?
You're probably going to make the wrong suggestion, to be fair. I'm surprised that you didn't say vacuum. So I think we're growing on this podcast.
Oh, we're growing. I would have said vacuum, but she's already got three.
Birthday, anniversary, no, Valentine's Day.
Well, I told you what I did for her birthday, didn't I? Just heaps remember. Of shit with Fenton on it.
Ah.
It's literally, I went all these websites.
Yeah, we've been to your fucking house. It looks like a fucking shrine yeah, to see, a dead
that's
dog.
That's what I did. That's what I did. It's a great present.
Candles on the table, fucking burning in his memory.
Because Fennon likes it too.
He likes so then, pictures of himself. Yeah, he's vain, is he?
Yeah, he is. Oh, he's my boy, you know.
That's funny.
Good stuff.
Oh, shit, Frenchie. Frenchie spilled his coffee. He's sucking it off the table. We don't know what's been on that table. It's a risky move.
It was a risky move.
All right, should we get into some fucking news?
Yep.
Quick trending news. Let's go.
Guys, just so you know. Oh, no, you're right.
I got a sting, yeah.
Okay.
Tom and French's trending news. Oh my.
Just so you know, we're doing a bit of a shorter episode today because we're doing two today and then we're doing a long one before Christmas break.
We're doing an extra long one
we're gonna do
before
some awards.
Christmas break after the Christmas party.
Yep. And we're going to do some podcast awards, talk about the best episode, funniest moments, all that type of shit. So we'll be putting up some votes on our Instagram, Tom and Frenchie. So if you don't follow us, just give it a follow and you can say some suggestions of your favorite improv song, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yes, the awards are coming back. We did it 2 years ago, I think, and it was very successful. I remember Matt still brings up that Matt Chats was the most popular segment. he's been slipping though. We think he's been slipping. So the awards are coming back. What we will probably put up, we want suggestions. We want nomination suggestions. One of the topics, for example, will be your favorite improv song. Okay, so we do that almost every episode. We do a dumbass song. Well, maybe one every two. We can't remember all of them. It's been from this year.
Yeah.
So if you have any special ones you remember hearing, going, oh, you that need to put awesome. That in the awards, yeah. Put that at least as a nomination.
Just send us a message on Instagram, Tom and Frenchie.
And yeah, the other topics will be coming up on the Instagram too, the other award topics. There's a special one too, Patreon of the Year.
Ooh.
So we'll be having noms for that and come to the Christmas party if you are a Patreon.
Mm-hmm. In Sydney on the 17th is
going to be in Sydney on the 17th. Specific details will be on the Discord only, for the Patreons only. But it's going to be, we've got a few things already booked.
Yeah, planned.
Planned.
Probably the most organized we've been in a while.
Yeah, we've got our second win because we've got people listening. We're like, let's try again.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try again.
All right, let's get into these news. We're tight on time.
Okay, I got a post from Brown Cardigan here. Nicknames for workmates in Australia.
Okay, let's hear them.
Pretty funny. Do you want me to read them out or I sent it on to the messenger if you
guys... Okay, read them out for us, Tom. Okay. Nicknames for workmates in Australia.
All right, you can tell me if these are good or not. Wicket keeper puts on gloves and stands back. So you call him the wicket keeper. He's okay. Fucking like, he's like a tradie who does fuck all.
Yeah, the wicket keeper. I like that. That's a great name. So this is not going to be as relatable for me because I haven't worked on a job site or a manage. What do you say? Office?
You haven't done
10
much.
10 years.
Okay. Nickname? Harvey Norman. 3 years, no interest.
Oh, that's...
So if they've maybe had no luck with the ladies, I guess. Is that what we're talking? No interest?
Okay, love
or
that.
Or they're just not interesting, I guess it works as well. Sense of light. Only works if someone walks past.
Yeah, that's what good. I always used to do all the time, bro.
Yeah, where you start wiping shit down or hammering something.
Sense of light, yeah. You got to know where the cameras are and where the boss is.
Oh, dude, like if someone walks behind you and you're on a computer, just start fucking typing there on Excel. Go.
Yep, closing, minimizing a few tabs and bringing that one up.
Noodles. Thinks all jobs take 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
fucking noodles told me to fucking get this done, but I'm already doing that.
Right. People don't know how long things take and drive me fucking crazy.
It is annoying. Blister. Someone appears when the hard work is done.
Yeah, I do that too.
Oh, the next one's definitely you. Show bag. Full of shit.
Oh, that's not me. That's not me.
Lantern. Not very bright and has to be carried. These are good nicknames.
Yeah, they're very clever.
Deck chair. Always folds under pressure.
Yeah, very clever nicknames.
I'm a bit of a deck
chair. You're a deck chair, would you say?
Yeah. Perth. 3 hours behind everyone else. I know a few Perths.
Oh, a lot of Perths.
Yeah. G-spot. You can never find him.
There we go.
Bush ranger. Holds everyone up. Oh, he's a fucking
bush ranger. Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah. That's clever.
Wheelbarrow. Only works when he's pushed.
These are very clever.
These are so clever.
These are very clever.
There's two more. Limo carries about 8 people. So if he's like the hard
worker. Yeah.
Cordless charges all night but only works for 2 hours. Yeah. I'm a cordless.
You're a cordless?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do sleep a lot. You charge all night.
I charge all night.
And then
done after 2 hours.
I'm done.
There you go. Those are there good. I like those.
Here we have Tasmanian flower farmer shocked to learn she planted opium poppies by mistake.
Do you reckon she was shocked to learn?
So it's like, oh no, it's a mistake.
Oh, whoopsie daisies. Heating something up, I don't know.
Yeah, putting the opium on the spoon. But how do you have it in poppy form? Do you have to
do some bagels in a field or something? Stupid.
Give us a poppy. Where did she have it? Was it in a front yard or backyard? Or was it in
like a shed?
Yeah, if it's in a shed, it's like not an accident. A shed
with a fucking, pin-up board and
it's not an accident bongs. If it's in a shed. If it's in the front yard.
If it's in the bong shed, we know what's going on.
No, she operates a commercial flower farm at Clifton Beach, about 25 k south of Hobart. Sounds fancy. Yeah.
Clifton Beach.
She thought they were just really beautiful poppies, but has warned other gardeners after learning she mistakenly had grown opium poppies.
That's mad. You might as well get your Chinese on and just have an opium den.
Oh yeah. She got heaps in a Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Just heaps of that type of guitar. I love that. Good old Tassie.
Yeah, rap.
What
that's
else
a
is
good,
there to do?
That's a good story coming out of Tassie. Usually we get like real cooked ones, but that's just like a bit of fun.
Fuck. Tassie needs some opium floating around.
Come smoke some opium.
It sounds nice. That could be like their new slogan. Come to Tasmania, our flowers will get you fucking fucked up, cunt. Too much?
Really got
it. It's
intense.
An aggressive ad campaign.
Where the bloody hell are you? It's like a few steps past that one.
Yeah.
And that was intense.
It's like, where the bloody hell am I? It's like a really cooked campaign.
Puff the magic dragon.
And it's just a question mark in the ocean under Australia. Like, you don't know where you are. Come to Tasmania, where the bloody hell am I? I like it.
We like it.
Here's a very similar one. Every monk in Thai temple defrocked after testing positive for meth.
Testing positive for meth.
The monks.
What the fuck?
The monks got on the fucking meth, dude.
And why were they testing him before work?
That was zen as fuck. No, the opposite of zen. It wouldn't make you zen.
No, they were good.
Fuck, dude. Their prayers would have been fucking not very quiet.
But at what point did they get to going, we need to test these guys for meth?
Like, I actually saw something about this. Apparently, they were just erratic as fuck around town. They were like, something's going on with these monks.
They were cruising in town, methed up.
Dude, just methed up. You know what meth heads are like, but picture monks.
They're a lot.
They stand out even more. They're wearing orange like traffic cones, you know?
They're talking to themselves. They've got superhuman strength.
Yeah, they're praying to things that aren't there.
Fucking hell.
Standard.
Methed up monks.
Dude, imagine just fucking getting some live stream from that temple. There'd be some shit going on, dude. Just scratching.
Get a fucking look at that.
Oh, what are you looking at? What are you praying at? Stop praying at me, cunt. What are you praying at me for, you fucking dog? Hey, have you seen my sister?
They're always Aussie.
Yeah, Aussie monks. They're from Thailand. Oh, that's good.
Do you want another article?
Yeah, one more.
One more. Or do we want to hear a new release?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about, because we're looking at our top songs. You got one of your top songs.
There was
songs.
One I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
It was by Methed Up Monks.
Methed Up Monks. They're pretty cool, aren't they? They're out of Brooklyn, New York or something.
Yeah, they're Brooklyn.
They're real like hipster kind of.
Do you want to hear that song?
Yeah, please. It's got a lot of gong energy.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it does. We'll see. No, it doesn't. Probably okay. Not. Okay.
Hey, oh my, hey, oh my, hey, oh my,
Oh, would you like to buy a bracelet, a prayer bead? Would you like a prayer bead, a good deed? I'm a monk and I'm on weed. Have you heard a band called Creed?
7 years ago, went into the monastery. Oops, can you see me? I'm in the fucking monastery. Gonna live the life, gonna have some prayer. Gonna get in this chair and just stare, it's a prayer. I started talking, the old dude walks in, says, ah, have a hit of this, mate. I said,
What is it? It's a glass pipe. Said it's meth. Let's fucking go.
Would you like a prayer bead? It's free. You don't have to pay. I need to buy some miles by my bead. I've got a little monastery. Getting cranked up, hitting that ice pipe. Eyes wide shut, looking at the god, yeah. Vishnu came down, wanked me off with all her arms. And then the Buddha came, let me titty fuck his fat titties. And I fucked the shit out of Buddha. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, I like to see it. I'm out with the boys and you know we're gonna bring it. We're monks on the town, we're running amok. It's like girls gone wild, but we gone tucked. Dicks are out, we're the monks with the big dong. Dicks are out, we're the monks, we don't take long. Hitting the brothels, hitting the clubs, hitting McDonald's. That's the good stuff. 20 chicken nuggets, I eat them so fast. I'll have 20 more nuggets, sweet and sour sauce. Oh yeah, some McBites, double cheeseburger, some more McNuggets. Monks, yeah.
Yeah, monks, yeah, monks. Gong, 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 gong. Don't have a gong. Gong, 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 gong. Cookie Monster's here. Cookie Monster, Cookie Monster's here.
Come on, come on.
Cookie Monster, Cookie Monster's here. Cookie Monster, eating all the monks. Take out my cookies.
Tickle me and my cock. Good night, everybody.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, have a good week.
See you guys.